We're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples, joined by Nick McNamara. We're talking with Dr. Tim Schaefer, assistant professor of K-State's Department of Communication Studies here. We've been talking a little bit about voter fraud. That was our last segment here, but I do understand we have a caller on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I don't want to belabor your comments about voter fraud, but one of the items you haven't heard about in the second Obama election, your Democratic lady here in town went in and voted, and at the bottom of the screen it says review or submit, and she hit review, and the machine had voted Republican for her, and she had intended to vote all Democrat, so she changed them all to what she wanted and hit submit. But then when she told me about it, I advised her to go back and tell the election people that, and they, of course, they said it didn't happen. But with the thing you can look at and prove, for the last 10 years I've been complaining about, the precincts here have to go across two other precincts to vote in another precinct. They don't have voting in their own precinct. Well, ACLU this year is screaming and yelling that that is voter suppression. And that's something you can look up right now in this town.
Yeah, no, no.
For your efforts.
Yeah, no, thanks for that comment. I you know, one of the probably the more important stories as it relates to the election is, and we saw, I mean, we're seeing it play out in the recount in Florida, for example, these machines all messing up and overheating, and they needed extensions, and then they ended up missing one of the deadlines, these kinds of things. The technology that we utilize for elections is wildly varied, and in many instances, it's very old technology. It's easily hackable, and by young children, there have been a few examples of people going to these hackathons and breaking in very simply into these records. Georgia, a couple years ago, for example, had no record, and the entity that kind of maintained that ended up wiping it when there was a dispute in a court case. These kinds of things. And so my shorter point here is that, you know, we need to make elections fair and accountable. We need to have them be easy and accessible. And it's whether it's about proximity or it's about the technology, whatever it might be, how do we accommodate and give people across the political spectrum the sense that when I hit those buttons on the screens or whatever the mechanism might be, that it's going to accurately reflect what I want it to be, and not put people into these situations where, as the caller just was indicating, that you think you're doing one thing, and we saw these cases across the country, right? People said, I hit the buttons, and I went back to look at it, and it changed these things. And, you know, whether you're voting manually or kind of voting straight ticket, in some instances you can do that, those kinds of things. Like, that's to me, stuff that is should be bipartisan. We should just address. We should update and fix these kinds of concerns, because this is at the heart of democratic life. We basically have a system that you have to believe in, and if we don't believe in the legitimacy of it, then that's a big concern, regardless of party affiliation.
All right. Well, moving on here to some other topics. I know you mentioned here during our break that you've got some discussions coming up this week.
Yeah. So as a faculty member at Kansas State University, I teach every semester, and a couple of the classes that I'm teaching right now, we are organizing some community discussions, and they happen to be taking place this week. So on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, Tuesday evening is going to be in the auditorium in the Manhattan Public Library, starting at 5 o'clock till about 6:30. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be on campus in the Staley School, or Wednesday, I mean, I apologize, Wednesday evening is going to be at the Staley School for Leadership Studies on the K-State campus. And it's going to, both of these conversations are going to be about the issue of immigration, which, as I was listening to the news this morning, is a very timely issue. We're using a particular discussion format called the National Issues Forums, which lays out kind of these big categories of questions, not in a partisan way, but basically ask the question, how do we, it's titled Coming to America, What Should We Do, right? And how do we think about this? And so there are discussion points on there about enforcing the laws fairly. You know, how do we think about being a beacon of freedom? And then there's this kind of third framing that really is like, we need to step back a little bit from some of the really divisive rhetoric and think about kind of our shared values and views. So it's a nonpartisan kind of discussion. It's moderated in a nonpartisan fashion. So the students that I've been working with this semester will serve as kind of the moderators and the note takers. It's about an hour and a half long. People see it as a chance to be in some conversation with people that they might not otherwise sit down and talk about these things with. So Tuesday evening is going to be at the public library starting at 5. And then Wednesday evening is going to be on K-State campus in the Staley School for Leadership Studies. And that's going to be starting at 6.
So it'll be kind of like a guided talk almost?
Yeah. Well, it's small. Think about it as like kind of small group discussion. So we'll have a bunch of people who are trained to moderate and facilitate those conversations. We'll break people off, depending on how many people show up, into relatively small groups, probably about 10 people or so at most. And then there's this kind of walkthrough, a process. You spend about 30 minutes on each of those kind of categories with the tensions and trade-offs. And, you know, this is called a deliberative forum. And so it's framed as, well, if we think about this issue, well, here are some of the implications or the drawbacks. Are we okay with that, right? So it's this, if we think about this, then this might happen. If we think about this, this might happen, which helps us get out of a little bit of the typical framing, some of the partisan approaches that we can have to any of these issues that might be like, oh, I think strongly in this way about the chosen topic. And so the National Issues Forums is a organization that has produced these kind of discussion materials since the early 1980s. It's a nonpartisan organization, and they have these guides on all sorts of issues. You can go to their website, nifi.org. Some of the most recent ones are on immigration. They have one on autonomous vehicles. They have one on the opioid crisis, the national debt, childhood obesity, all sorts of things. So a range of topics that are of shared concern to people across all kind of stripes and walks of life.
And is this put on through the communication department, or is it put on through the institute?
Kind of both.
Okay. In collaboration a bit?
Yeah, so I'm a faculty member in our communication studies department. These are embedded in the classes that I'm teaching this semester. But as the assistant director for our Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, that's one of the partnering kind of sponsoring agencies, organizations on campus. So we do a lot of these kinds of things. Yeah, so it's a both and.
Okay, all right.
And you talk about a timely topic here, because I think a lot of people probably already have their mind made up of how they think about this situation at the border. But, to have the conversation here really kind of maybe lets people hear the other side, the other perspective.
Yeah, so we've done a few of these already this semester, some kind of in class to train students in the process of facilitating. And it was striking, the first group of undergraduate students, they were and they're a mix of all sorts of disciplines. So people coming from communication, education, business, engineering, a lot of folks in agriculture. So there's a whole group of people who show up in one of my courses in particular who come from kind of ag technology and ag industry. And when we started to look at these materials, there was a striking point on it. I won't forget it. This was about a month or so ago. A number of people said, oh, this doesn't actually affect me. This is not my thing. I've had a student in the past, in fact, who is an immigrant. Parents are undocumented, these kinds of things. But after our discussion of these students who said just, a month or so ago that this is not something that affects me, they're like, well, actually, right? And so they start listing, I'm from a farm. We have a lot of laborers who are migrant farmers who are coming through in this kind of process. People are like, well, I eat, right? And so the people who are picking food in the fields in California are being significantly impacted by this. And so all of a sudden the broader impacts were articulated in a way that got it away from I've had an explicit kind of direct experience about a thing that would connect to this, or like I live on the border, those kinds of things. That's not what is often showing in these conversations, but I had a student whose family owns a trucking business, right? And so they've had a huge impact on this of getting people who can drive, those kinds of things. And so it's interesting to reframe it a little bit. The naming and framing of an issue can really change how we actually talk about it.
Very good. Let's take a break here on In Focus. We'll come back with more from Dr. Tim Schaefer, assistant professor at K-State's Department of Communication Studies, when we return on News Radio KMAN.
Gay Man News is brought to you by ESB Financial. May you be blessed with a